Some here could answer yes to that question. Are there obstacles in my life? Barriers? I have a friend who is now in heaven, but as her children became young adults, her prayer was, Lord, please guide them through any decision that's going to bring lasting consequences. That one knew about barriers, obstacles in her life, perhaps the life of her family or associates. There are things we are powerless over. Sometimes people carry burdens, carry those obstacles so long, they almost become normal. They don't know what it's like to be freed of them. God sees individuals, and when God sees a world living with obstacles, he acts, but he acts with mercy. He empathizes with us. He feels with us. He is compassionate. He shares his love with us. Mercy goes one step deeper. And you saw the definition as it came up. Mercy is removing the misery of another. That is the good news of the day, friends. Mercy is the supreme act by which God comes and he meets us. And the very face of mercy itself is our Lord Jesus, God and man. The very face of mercy is himself. Many in our Lord's time cried out, Lord, have mercy on me. And he reached out and healed and forgave. Some were given sight, not just physical sight, but spiritual sight. Others had the obstacle of sin, guilt, and remorse left. When overcome by sin, God responds with the fullness of his mercy. And Jesus came to be that bridge between God and the Father in heaven and you and me here on earth. He came to be that bridge and connect us to God. And when we can walk in faith, when we can dare to trust the mercy of God, he opens our hearts so that we will know deep inside that we are loved forever, regardless of our sinfulness, despite our sinfulness. Many of us could say yes to the questions posed in the video. Our world can say yes to that too. And so Pope Francis, seeing what our world needs, has declared a year of mercy. And he's saying that the doors to God's mercy are wide open. That door is closed. We may change that this week, because the door of God's mercy is wide open. Or maybe we'll leave it because what you and I do is close the door to God's mercy out of fear for what our Lord might say. But the door to God's mercy is so wide open. Our Holy Father, in looking at the world, says the world needs mercy. He granted an interview this week. And in that interview, he said this. He said, the world is becoming accustomed to bad news. The world is becoming accustomed to cruel news. The media presents it as breaking news. Stop everything, we've got breaking news. And we're the channel to watch or listen. Are we becoming anesthetized to the cruelty that human beings do to one another? Are we becoming numb to the effects of violence? We hear about one shooting after another, San Bernardino, Paris, and so on and so on. We hear time and time again about refugees trying to seek freedom and a fresh start because they live under the roof of violence. Are we so bombarded by that that we're becoming anesthetized? Our God is not. Baruch said, take off your robe of mourning and stand up. And he lived in a time of incredible misery where obstacles to God's love were abundant. And after he invited people to stand up and take off the robe of misery, he said, God is intervening to reverse the usual course of human history. That's what happened when Jesus was born. The usual course of human history was reversed, and God has not stopped that, friends. You and I individually, and our world, oh, we need to hear those words of mercy. We need a year of it. This week in the New York Daily News, in response to the shootings in San Bernardino, on the front page of the paper, this was the headline, God is not fixing this. And then the author went on with an article. The implication by some is that God doesn't care. The implication by others is that God is unwilling to act. Father James Martin, a Jesuit priest living out east, responded on a blog that he wrote, saying, none of that's true. None of that's true. John said it better. The obstacles, be they individual or global, are going to be removed. Valleys are going to be filled in. Mountains are going to be brought low. Crooked roads are straight. All images of what obstacles can do. Too hard to climb. Too deep to go. Too crooked to make any progress. And John said, when the Messiah comes, it'll all be straightened out. God will remove them. And that's our hope. That's our hope individually and globally. We have a God of mercy. And mercy always is received from the place of our brokenness. Mercy is always received in the place of our sin. Not necessarily the world's, but mine. Not necessarily the world's, but yours. And oh, how we need to receive that mercy. Peter knew obstacles in his life. Peter denied our Lord 3 times. What an obstacle. And after the resurrection, Jesus is standing on the shore. Peter's in the boat. Peter recognizes him, and he walks on the shore. And Jesus says, Peter, it's time for you to meet mercy. Do you love me? Yeah, Lord, I do. Do you love me? Yeah, Lord, I do. Do you love me? Lord, why 3 times? Well, you denied me 3 times. Let's complete the process here. Our Lord never stops asking. And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And then the command came, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Let the mercy you receive be the mercy that is given. We'll talk more about giving mercy next week. But let's pray for the grace to approach our Lord in faith, saying, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And let's pray that you and I will know what Pope Francis knows. Because when describing himself, he always says, I'm a sinner whom God has looked upon in mercy. He said, I go to reconciliation every 3 or 4 weeks because I need to be reminded of that. I am a sinner whom God has looked upon in mercy, relieving the misery of another. and of a broken world.